Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Soul Surfer is the Hollywood movie of Bethany Hamilton, who survived a shark attack off the shores of Kauai, an attack that left her with only one arm. She miraculously survived this near tragic ordeal, and remarkably, she went on to fulfill her love for surfing and has won professional surfing competitions. As the movie depicts, Bethany's family has contributed a lot to her recovery and her success, and we have a special program in store for you today. But before we do, and as we do, here's a trailer of the movie Soul Surfer.
If you get tired waiting for the waves out there, just come and kick it with us. We don't have to wait for the action.
Well, when you get tired of the pipe, come surf some real waves.
Bethany Hamilton is holding nothing back.
Looks like she has a real future. And with her heart, her will, she'll go far.
Thursday night's a full moon. We're all going to go surfing.
Sorry, Mom. I really wanted to go night surfing. Would you have let me go?
No.
I don't know. Can you believe we get to come out here every day?
Call 911.
Teenage girl from the North Shore. Shark attack.
Traumatic amputation. Feel off the blood.
She's going into hypovolemic shock.
The things that you're going to have to learn to do differently is extensive.
I can't do this anymore.
So what do we do now?
We'll take it day by day.
I don't understand.
I don't know why terrible things happen to us sometimes, but I have to believe that something good is going to come out of this.
What's all this stuff?
A little fan mail.
We sorted it out by country.
There's an eighth grader from North Carolina who lost his arm. He's going to try out for a school soccer team because of me. And he's rooting for me in my next competition.
Hey, Dad. I need your help.
It's not going to be easy.
I don't need easy. I just need possible.
The greatest surfers, they know when the best waves are coming. You feel it. You have that gift, too.
When you come back from a loss, when you beat the odds and never say never, you find a champion.
That's Bethany Hamilton's story in the movie Soul Surfer. A must-see movie. I had the opportunity to see a pre-screening of the movie, and it was a spine-tingling, chicken skin moment, just evocative. Mm-hmm. It will draw out emotions from you that come from the very depths, because you and I and Leslie, you know, we can all relate to being down where the odds are all against us. Mm-hmm. And even more than that, to see how God and how open she is and how open they are, and the marvel of the message of the movie, of the hope that can be found in the Lord. And you know, Leslie and I are here today because at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're here to remind you about the love and hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Right there with your challenge, with your against all odds type of moment where you are facing some very big and daunting waves in the surfing, as it were, that goes on in your own life. you know, Bethany Hamilton has been very clear about her faith, and, you know, the recovery process is arduous. It's beyond words. And, of course, you get to see some of that in the movie, which is why it's even more meaningful. But her family has had a very big part in the way that God has used this and how she has recovered. And one of those family members is Bethany's older brother, Noah Hamilton. Now, Noah is a professional photographer on Kauai, and he's the co-producer of the movie Soul Surfer. Noah also helps his sister in a very important way from the standpoint of the management of her career, the management of how they handle the demands on her time. And he's married to Becky. Becky also helped in the production of the movie, but also works with Bethany in the support of Bethany. Well, in a special pre-recorded interview in this opportune time, as the movie is released, this movie Soul Surfer, I had the opportunity to sit with Noah for an inside, kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what has gone on in the life of the Hamilton family, and more particularly in his life, as he has seen God work marvelous things through the story of Bethany Hamilton. And he's here by this pre-recorded segment, and I want you to listen in. Leslie and I will talk story, you know, throughout a little bit, but check this out. This is Noah Hamilton, Bethany Hamilton's older brother, the co-producer of the movie Soul Surfer. Noah, where were you when the shark attack on Bethany happened?
Place where I like to be. Keep going.
Yep.
I was sleeping. I was sleeping, and my mom came in and woke me up from a deep sleep.
And what was your response?
I guess it was kind of terrifying, you know. But I didn't expect, you know, the worst. And I think, you know, losing a limb is, you know, pretty bad when it comes to shark attacks. Got, you know, two other friends on Kauai who have lost limbs to shark attacks, and there's not many people that have, so, you know, they're fortunate to be survivors, and we haven't had many deaths, you know, on Kauai from shark attacks.
Now, when it happened, how did your faith help you and help your family through this time?
You know, I think the drive, for me, I think I kind of put a lot of it behind me. Like, just I was focused on other things that I kept myself distracted with. And then, you know, I think Bethany's initial response, you know, all, you know, challenged us to, you know, look at what God had for this and what he was trying to do with it.
And
you know, that's been a long journey to see, you know, his plan. And it's much greater than we could have ever imagined.
You know, you have such a unique perspective on it, of course, being her brother and a close member of the family, just living through it. What was it about Bethany that inspired you, Noah, in the recovery process?
You know, Bethany is very driven, and just she's just got a great outlook. You know, it's real, and, you know, things just started moving so quick that, you know, we just kind of all went with the flow. You know, we weren't trying to make her famous, or we were actually trying to do the opposite. We were protecting her from all the media. We had a list of requests, you know, 3 pages long from the hospital publicist, and we were saying, no. We just let our friend Guy Hoggy come over, and he did one little interview in the hospital room with my brother filming it, and we gave him the tape, you know, kept it real low-key. And then 2 weeks later, she was doing 2020 and Inside Edition. Those were only exclusives we were going to do, and then it just exploded from those, and her story took off, and here we are today. It, you know, long road, and we have a movie now, and it's not going to... Last 7 years have been crazy busy, and the next 10 years are going to be, interesting.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, just catapulted into a whole new stratosphere of exposure, and I guess we could say a whole nother platform from which to communicate what God has placed on Bethany's heart and also the heart of the family. Tell us, as an older brother, did you see something special in Bethany even before this incident?
Yeah, definitely. She's always been kind of triggered differently. Never really went with the flow. Always had, just competing against the boys, just could out paddle pretty much any boy her age.
Mm-hmm.
Was surfing, pretty up and up with a lot of the boys around the community, competing against them. And she was just driven and focused. She had this focus, and she had a real relationship with God at a young age, 13, mm-hmm. and she was reading her Bible, putting me to shame. She was, on it. And a lot of what's not shown in the movie is that her and my mom, prior to the attack, were praying for God to give them, something to an opportunity to be a light in the surfing community.
Mm-hmm.
So they were praying for, him to do something through them, through Bethany. And I think the long-term goal was, she knew that, she had seen Walking on Water's movies, Brian Jennings, all their surf mm-hmm. films, and she knew that there needed to be more believers in the surf industry standing up for their faith. And then this happened. So it was kind of interesting what God does.
So, this moment takes place. It's a moment that literally transforms your life. You can't plan for it. It just happens. But now we're talking about a movie, a full-length feature movie, the movie Soul Surfer. How did the vision for the movie Soul Surfer, how did that develop?
Bethany's manager, Roy Hofstetter, former manager, his kids were into acting, and he had come in and started helping with everything and strategizing on how to, keep Bethany from not, what to say no to and, how to use the opportunities. And he just always dreamed about making a movie, and this guy's driven too. And for 7 years, he did not give up. He went from door to door to door. Our director of the movie, Sean McNamara, he has been involved for about the last 4 years, and he was ready to give up multiple times.
Really?
And Roy just kept, he always was just so optimistic and never let, anything, really hold get him down. And he eventually found a financier to finance the movie, a guy by the name of David Tice from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we also had help from Island Film Group here on Oahu, Roy Tejoy and Rick Galendez.
Mm-hmm.
And they, with their team, they helped finance a part of the movie. And of course, we're grateful to have some Hawaii guys in there supporting us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, people may not realize, Noah, the process, the time required in making a full-length motion picture. What are some of the lessons you learned in the process?
There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Mm.
A quote that I've really grabbed onto lately, because we're fortunate. We went down a great path. But when we were starting down this path, my dad had reached out to Pierce Brosnan, famous for 007.
Sure.
And he lives on Kauai. And he told my dad, "Tom, there's more sharks in Hollywood than there is in the waters of Hawaii."
Mm.
And, we were lucky to avoid them. But still, when you're dealing with this project and there's so much money involved and there's... a lot of cooks in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and they all want to make sure that the film is successful. And so, they have a playbook on how, what works for movies and what doesn't. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we had to draw the line in the sand a few times in the process of making the movie, but for the most part, we just had an awesome team, and we're so thankful to everyone that helped us make the movie, especially the crew here on Oahu,
mm-hmm.
who were just right there with us, so supportive of us all being on set and being around. And, you know, a lot of them worked long hours, and we were a low-budget movie, so it wasn't the best pay. It wasn't paying as well as Lost, but they were all in there and working so hard for us.
How have you seen the hand of God as, in maybe your words, God points through this process?
There's a lot of God points. I mean, you know, just, you know, our film is a Hollywood film. It's mm-hmm. not a Christian film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hollywood film with faith intertwined. You know, it's, so, I mean, it's probably the, you know, the biggest film ever to come out, you know, the Passion of Christ aside, you know, that has a strong faith message that isn't
mm-hmm.
hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is a small miracle, because hopefully that opens up doors in Hollywood for other people to step out and find that balance, because, you know, it's hard to, you know, maybe the studios will see this and feel like, you know, hey, I mean, what America, so, I don't know what the statistics are, something like 87% of Americans say they believe in God. It's something high, and then mm-hmm. like it's like 90 or something, and then like 70% say they're Christian. So, you know, we have a big market out there. It's just finding that balance of, you know, what sells, you know.
This is a pre-recorded interview, a special time with Noah Hamilton. At the release of the new movie, Soul Surfer, we get the behind-the-scenes inside look from an older brother's perspective, Noah Hamilton, the brother of Bethany Hamilton. More information about the movie Soul Surfer can be found online at soulsurfer.com. This is a must-see. Get your family, get your friends. If you ever thought you needed a way to help share your faith with someone, this is a great opportunity. God-given opportunity. When we come back, Leslie Silva and I will be back with more. We'll let you hear more from Noah Hamilton in this special interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and a special guest in the pre-recorded form, of a time that was spent, a very valuable time, with Noah Hamilton. Noah is the older brother of Bethany Hamilton. He is also he's a professional photographer, but he is the co-producer of the movie Soul Surfer. He also works, he and his wife Becky, help in the management of, you know, the demands and the career of Bethany. More information about the movie Soul Surfer can be found at soulsurfer.com. And my encouragement, Leslie's encouragement to you, go see the movie.
Yeah,
it will be a blessing not only to you, but go, I think about it, go in packs. Take others with you, enjoy it together, see it more than once. I mean, go and keep bringing people to it, because they will be blessed. They will be inspired. And here's the thing. It's for everyone. Open it up. Bring people. Invite people. This is a great first-class movie. A Hollywood production, but a very strong message of hope in the Lord Jesus. So I encourage you to take advantage of this God-given opportunity. Soul Surfer, you can go ahead and get more information at soulsurfer.com. But Les, as we were listening to the interview and just hearing Noah share right out of his heart, what are some of your reflections?
Yeah, some of the things I thought about. First of all, it's so exciting to see a movie like this and an opportunity and a platform for God. We don't see too much of that coming out of Hollywood, as Noah said. So that's very exciting. One thing that struck me early on, Danny, when you started the program, you talked about and against all odds, God. And, you know, it just made me think that, wow, that's the God we serve. And against all gods is a God that is God that is like that for all of us. So although we're talking about Bethany's story, really we can think about God being there for us too, against anything that we might be up against, the waves, as you say, in our lives, that we have that very same God to hang on to. And I just thought that was really powerful initially. You know, I also thought when I listened to Noah say that, what you asked, you know, what inspired them, the family, during recovery. And basically he said it was Bethany's initial reaction. And I thought about that, and I said, wow, initial reaction after having a major event like that. You know, you think about the normal initial reaction. I don't know if it would be so much peace and faith as much as it was here that inspired the rest of her family watching her go through this. It's such a harrowing time. That really struck me.
Right.
Because it talks a lot about a young, she was 13, Danny.
Right.
And I think about it, a 13-year-old seventh grader who responded like that, initial reaction. I mean, to me, that kind of blows me away. And there's something special there in her.
You know, another thing that really stood out while I was listening was how he shared about how her and her mom were praying, you know, that God would give her an opportunity to be used. And this was really an answer to prayer. And I just can't help but wonder if there was an absolute connection within her own heart and within mm-hmm. her own spirit, to that when this happened, her response being the kind of response that it was, which is mm-hmm. really out of the ordinary.
It is. It is. I agree totally. And, you know, again, coming back to someone who's so young, praying for an opportunity and a platform to touch others in the surfing community. I mean, that's hard to believe, as somebody so young mm-hmm. having that heart and actually praying with her mom.
You know, it sometimes seems to be out of the ordinary, I guess, from that standpoint. But, mm-hmm. you know, when I look at Scripture, mm-hmm. it's replete with some of the heroes of the faith established mm-hmm. themselves at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. David.
They were making these cutting-edge decisions, life-changing decisions, while they were still teens.
Mm-hmm.
So it causes us to wonder, what were they thinking? How were they processing life even when before they became teenagers?
Yes.
And it gives us hope today to think, in the 21st century, mm-hmm. the 21st century, now here's a young lady mm-hmm. who, when she was only 13 years old, now she's mm-hmm. a few years older, an adult now, mm-hmm. but God was already setting up a platform, and it kind of gets us wondering, doesn't it, about what about our children?
Yes.
What about our grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
The 21st century children, what is God doing in the preparation mm-hmm. of their hearts? Not only the education, mm-hmm. but their spiritual development mm-hmm. in order to respond to God. And imagine, here's the thing, it's really exciting, is to think, and this is with a lot of sobriety I'm saying this, mm-hmm. because this is weighty. It's with the spiritual impact and infusion of God's power that comes on the life of young people.
Yes.
To do God's work in miraculous, mm-hmm. Astounding ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, this generation that's coming up, I really believe that too, that they're anointed generation. And so many times I think we look at our kids and we don't usually look at them that way. We don't look at the potential, or we fail to see a lot of the potential in our young kids.
It's hard because we naturally see things, obviously, through the filters of our own life experiences,
mm-hmm.
which may be skewed sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and it could be preventive sometimes,
yes.
where we stand in the way of maybe something that God wanted to do more free-flowing.
Yes.
And because we can't see it, we don't allow others to see it.
I agree.
But, you know, yes. here the marvel, too, is the grace of God. It will, and I hope he does, you know, mm-hmm. just by his grace, overwhelm us with
mm-hmm.
grace,
yes.
so that we don't stand in his way.
We don't stand in the way. I agree with you totally. And I think that sometimes as parents, we do that with the best intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing the right thing, but I think sometimes we do kind of like run interference when it'd be better if we go to the sideline for a little while and pray our children mm-hmm. into God's presence and allowing him to mold them and to use them as he wants to. But again, you know, it's the same God. When you talk about the people from the long ago in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
that is the same God today.
Right.
The same God who lifted up these young men and women is the same God today lifting up our young men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so much hope out there for kids. And I think when you look at Bethany and you see this movie, that is the underscore.
Sure.
That should give us so much hope and excitement
mm-hmm.
for the potential of the generation that's coming up.
And you know, the Lord knew and knows every generation needs heroes.
Yes.
I mean, she's our hero
mm-hmm.
today, and she's a hero of many young people.
Yes.
And we need more heroes.
We
and I think God
do.
Is looking for people to be mm-hmm. Heroes. And here's another part of the silver lining, though.
Mm-hmm.
A hero is not a hero in a silo, in isolation.
Yes. Yes.
It all comes in a package of, mm-hmm. in this case, family, support network,
yes.
other people encouraging
mm-hmm.
To help guide, because there's so many potential ambushes that can take place.
Yes.
There are the fields of life are mined with many potential explosions that could set off,
mm-hmm.
be set off,
mm-hmm.
and really detract us. And we mm-hmm. need the mirrors, so to speak, of others
yes.
to help us see what we cannot see
yes.
within
and,
ourselves.
And sometimes, you know, if we don't have that family around us, then there is a spiritual family that can be had in church. If people will go and be a part of a church, a spiritual community,
mm-hmm.
they can have family there as well. Spiritual parents sometimes, when they may not have parents
right.
at hand or family close around them, you can find it and support someplace else. And everyone can be a hero. There's mm-hmm. potential for every one of us. It doesn't have to be something major that mm-hmm. happens, but just a hero in your own life. Because you influence, everyone influences someone mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. them. So we all have that potential to step up.
You know, Noah shared a lot more. And when we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Noah Hamilton. Again, he's the older brother of Bethany Hamilton, played a very important role in the production of the movie and the development of her career, the management of what God is doing, and God is using him to help guide her along and protect her in a lot of ways.
Yes. You know,
a lot of sharks, as he said.
Yes, can't wait to hear.
When we come back, we'll hear more from Noah Hamilton. The movie is Soul Surfer. You can find out more at soulsurfer.com, but go to your theaters, go ahead and get that movie, make it a part of your life, share it with others. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Noah Hamilton.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our special guest today comes in the form of a special pre-recorded interview that I had recently with Noah Hamilton. Noah is the older brother of Bethany Hamilton. Of course, his character is quite prominent even in the movie. The whole family is. But Noah has played a very instrumental role in not only Bethany's life, but in the production of the movie Soul Surfer, which is a must-see movie. It will not only inspire you, it will, I believe that God will use it to help recalibrate your life in a very, very positive way. So I encourage everyone to go watch it and to go see it with family, go see it with friends. It would be a great opportunity to boost people up and share your faith and the hope that is found in the Lord. And that's one of the things, you know, Bethany has been very open and outspoken about her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a great opportunity. But Noah sat with me and shared behind the scenes insights, really the kind of stuff you can only hear from family. And we have it here for you. So let's take a few moments and take this in, and we'll have a few more reflections later on. But this is my interview with Noah Hamilton. You know, through the process of all the setup, the funding, the actual filming, you know, it's taken quite some time to see it all come together. You mentioned about how God helped you to navigate through the shark-infested waters of Hollywood, and you've come through. And like you said, it's a Hollywood film. The promotion is outstanding. It continues to grow. Were there certain points where you felt like, man, I don't know if we can continue. I don't know if I can get past these doubts, and yet you press forward. And the reason I asked is because people today, you know, they have dreams, they have visions, and sometimes they get blindsided, and they don't know what to do, and they begin to question whether or not this whole thing is even real. But you've gone through the process. How was it for you in that respect?
Yeah, there was definitely doubts and worries. You know, being so involved in the movie, like, you know, you film it all. Mm-hmm. You know, we work to get our faith in on the script.
Okay.
And, you know, little bits of it gets pulled out because it's too much, you know, or that. And, you know, we give and take a little bit. You know, there's always, you know, when you're making a movie like this, you know, you always have to, even as a director, you know, you lose battles to the studio. You know, you got to keep everyone feeling like you're giving them something too. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you create enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And we never gave up on any strong faith points, but just little things here and there, just little moments, because they, you know, Hollywood wants to find that balance. And, you know, there was times where, you know, we were worried that they were going to take more faith out than we wanted, but and that was hard. And you know, it feels good now, you know, to see what's ended up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the credits, it was really cool that the producers put in Bethany giving thanks to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When she received her Teen Choice Awards in that real footage.
Right, right.
And we're working with Sony to incorporate Bethany's documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Which does not hide Bethany's faith whatsoever. Wow. It's very bold, and it will be released with every DVD of the feature film. Mm-hmm. As a bonus extra on it. And we're really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's really cool on the studio's part.
You know, the scripture says, well, the Lord says, he who honors me, I will honor. And I think one of the hallmark qualities that I've seen just in the way that your sister has communicated is Bethany has been very clear about her faith from the get-go.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no hedging. There's no one has to wonder where she's coming from. And the inherent leadership that exists in a person who has that kind of conviction and the strength that she exudes, it's no wonder that the Lord has entrusted her and really your family that has supported. That's one of the things too, Noah, in the movie, I can see, and it displays a supportive family through rough times. And what an example you have shown. Today, people are facing crisis moments. It could be, you know, like a shark attack, or figuratively speaking, it might be something like it in a different way, maybe physically, financially, emotionally, relationship-wise, maybe at work. But what would you say from your heart? What would you say to someone who's going through a tough time like that right now?
Well, I know for me, just making this movie, like, so many times I didn't cast my cares, my worries on the Lord, and I didn't go to Him from, you know, the start, you know, instead of trying to fix it on my own. And that was a mistake, because in the end, He always worked it out. Like, there's just so many times where I'm just going, oh my God, Lord, You just, like, You just blow me away, because it's, I try to do it on my own at first, and in the end, you know, you worry that, you know, everyone's, you know, trying to do this or that, and in the end, like, God just works it out, you know. But we learn in Hollywood that it's good to submit our notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if we don't say something, if we don't speak up, you know, and sometimes, you know, they weren't received well, but, you know, there's always just a balance, and we had a director that fought for us a lot, you know, and He stood by us, even if it meant, you know, making a few, you know, enemies or ruffling a few feathers along the way, and, you know, it's really cool that, you know, because this affects his career, you know, and and he's going to have a great career, but, you know, sometimes you get the producers or the directors who, they just want to, you know, side with the studio all the time, and, you know, our studio was great, you know, but there was little things that, you know, he would stand up against and share with them, and then they would be like, okay, yeah, you're right, you know, that's cool, yeah, we think we should stick with that, and that's a good point, you know. So I know there was a lot of that, and there's a lot of, you know, because we had a lot of producers on this movie, and a lot of different studio execs that would come through, and you know, in the end, God works it out for His good.
Noah, how has this personally impacted your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ?
You know, I just, it's grown me more. I feel like it's been such a long 16 months making this movie that, like, I just want to get back to, like, cruising and and having time to have that quiet time and not being so tired and waking up and working all day and, you know, forgetting to you know, just take a moment with God, you know, having that prayer time or, you know, I think that's important. And, you know, I think so often we get so busy, and Sundays are sometimes the only time we're making for God throughout the week, and it's just not enough because it drains you, you know.
You know, it's not every day that somebody has a story, a family has a story to tell. And not every day that someone has a sister whose name is Bethany Hamilton, who God is using, chosen to impact so many people all over the world. And it's not often that we have someone from the family like you who are so close to her, helping her manage things in this explosion of life, career, work, and ministry. But you have been gracious and very generous in coming to be a part of our show and to be a blessing in the name of the Lord to many, many people. So, Noah Hamilton, a big mahalo to you for being here with us and for sharing so graciously and openly.
Hey, mahalo for me. I just, you know, it's just great to be able to, you know, do something for Hawaii and talk to Hawaii people, and, you know, this is our home, and, you know, we want them to be proud and proud of the movie, and, you know, I know they're big supporters, you know, so we appreciate them.
Absolutely. So what's going to happen after the movie? What do you guys have planned?
Well, one thing that we've started, but we just haven't had time to invest in it, or is Bethany's Foundation, Friends of Bethany. It's a 501c3.
Okay.
And our mission is to reach out the love of Jesus Christ to shark attack victims and traumatic amputees.
Mm.
I get a lot of people emailing Bethany, car accidents, boat accidents, young kids, and Bethany's a role model. And, like, you know, Bethany's been given this platform, and there's not a lot of role models out there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're trying to stay busy and put back into creating content for her website. And, you know, Bethany's become a big Twitter, and, you know, she's actively updating her Facebook, and mm-hmm. you can follow her on both and on her website, BethanyHamilton.com. And I think it's just important that to keep, you know, Bethany out there recognizable as a role model, because there's not a lot for young girls.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And even, you know, she's reaching boys too.
Sure.
And so I think that's important. And, you know, they're going to find out about Jesus Christ through it. So
yeah.
That's the cool
What's
part.
The name of the foundation?
Foundation's Friends of Bethany.
Friends of Bethany.
Yeah, we haven't really started growing it yet, because when you start a foundation, you want to be able to meet the needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't meet those needs yet. It's okay. Hard. So we aren't promoting it too much. We need to hire a director for the foundation, because my wife and I we're too busy. It's hard. It's unfortunate, but hopefully that time's near.
Mm-hmm.
Now that things are slowing down.
Well, the Lord has definitely brought you along this far, and He will carry you through.
Yeah, thanks.
That was a pre-recorded interview with Noah Hamilton, the older brother of Bethany Hamilton, at the release of a new movie, the movie Soul Surfer, the story of Bethany Hamilton, shark attack survivor, amputee survivor, and a professional champion surfer, Bethany Hamilton. It's a must-see movie. I encourage you to take the time, make the time, get out there, go mm-hmm. see it, invite family, invite friends, go together. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. More information about the movie at soulsurfer.com. When we come back from our break, I'm here with Leslie Silva, my co-host, and some thoughts, some reflections together. Leslie, myself, and you, we can process. What is the Lord doing when a movie like this, big movie, comes out? And what is God doing in your life? What does He want to do? How is He going to strengthen you even through this time of hope? Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva. This has been a real special show in that we've had a pre-recorded interview with Noah Hamilton, who gave us the inside view, family view of Bethany and the production of the movie. But you know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, along with partners like yourself, and we encourage you and we ask that you would pray about considering joining us and join us as a prayer partner, but also a financial supporter of our program. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and make a donation there. But you know, this program is also made possible through some very special and generous sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, dentist in Waiawa, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Woodward Family Dentistry, Bert's Unical, right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, and Armor of Truth. To hear more about our sponsors, find out more about our sponsors, and to hear more programs like this, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Les, any reflections, further reflections on Noah and what he shared?
Yes. I was thinking through the whole time he was speaking. It's amazing when you think about what Bethany went through. I mean, getting up that morning, hopping into the water, another day of surfing, and all of a sudden, the world just turns upside down, and what seems to be an ending, if anything, you know, an ending, turns out to be truly an awesome beginning. You know, when you listen to the whole story, you can see that thread all the way through. What an awesome beginning. And we, you know, we think about, you know, entrusting God. Today, we're the listeners, all of you who are listening, and for us too, you know, wherever you're at, you know, you may be finding yourself in a situation where you think it's an ending. It's hopeless. There's no way out. This is it. And in fact, you know, if you think about Bethany, it could be God opportunity right now to kind of catapult you right into a fresh beginning, a whole new start. But so often what we can see seems like an end. And so it's really entrusting God, even if we don't understand, when things seem hopeless, God makes a way. Nothing's impossible for him. If we cooperate, if we choose to cooperate with him, if we say, hey, God, I believe you. You gave me a promise for a good life, a future, and a hope. I claim that, and you cooperate and partner with him. What amazing things can God do? I mean, look at Bethany. She is a living testimony of that. And what God will do for one, he will do for many others.
I think the Lord is also, you know, his the scripture says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro
I love that
throughout
scripture.
The earth, that he might strongly support those whose hearts are completely his.
Yes.
And the sense you get in that scripture is he's probing.
Yes.
You know, he's really looking, looking aggressively to find someone who hits the skids of life, you know, through some cataclysmic event, an unexpected disappointment. And sometimes I think the eyes, the pupils of God dilate when he sees somebody that in the midst of trial and pain is looking and saying, God, I still trust you in this. And not only that, but I know within, from the very core of my being, I know that you're going to do something out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes I wonder if the Lord is holding back and waiting to see if he can entrust even more of an infusion of his power and his grace in someone who will react or respond to an event like that will seem so negative, but will respond to him in a way that will honor him and glorify him.
Yes, and the beauty is God wants to do this for everybody. I mean, there's no limit. It's not just a few people. This gift is a potential for every one of us, you, me, every listener today.
Yeah.
We have a choice. we have a choice to walk into that kind of life with God. I mean, how awesome and exciting is that?
And so often our response is, why God? Mm-hmm. Why me? Why this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And not to be oversimplistic, of course. Yeah. You know, we all feel how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, through it, we can say, no wonder why, God.
Yes.
No wonder why. I see now, because this is the turning point
mm-hmm.
to a whole nother level of living.
It is, because God loves us. Everything He does and allows to happen in our lives is for our good. God is good. And if we just cooperate with Him, He will bring that fulfillment. Because He longs to do that. Mm-hmm. He longs to raise us up. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we can tap into that. You know, it's really exciting. It's not easy. I'm not trying to make it easy. It's not easy. But the potential is there. Mm-hmm. That door is there for us to walk through, to run through sometimes.
Leslie, somebody today, you know, recently I heard mm-hmm. someone tell me, hey, well, you know, that they listen to this show and sometimes mm-hmm. they have to pull over on the side of the road because
yes.
of what they're hearing.
Yes.
But whether it's like that or something, mm-hmm. you know, basically it's just a pause. Maybe in mm-hmm. a pause moment, it could be that critical moment for you, really a breakthrough moment in mm-hmm. your own life
mm-hmm.
so that God can pour out even more in you
yes.
and through you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you think about us being broken,
mm-hmm.
like a broken vessel,
mm-hmm.
a broken vessel has cracks.
Yes.
And so cracks leak.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the brokenness, we leak more of God's grace out of us.
Yes.
It flows out through all the cracks.
That's right.
And it's accessible to other people through the cracks and brokenness of our life. But
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, Leslie, at this time,
mm-hmm.
somebody is feeling broken, cracked, but mm-hmm. they're sensing, this could be that moment
yes.
for me. Could you lead them in a prayer?
Yes.
Let's just take a
yes.
pause moment. And Les, can you
yes.
lead in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time of great excitement and joy, Father, to know how much you love us, each one of us, Father, and how much you want to do for us in our lives, Father, so that we can be shining lights for you, Lord, touching the world. Father God, open hearts today. Dare to help people to dare to believe, Father, that you love us and you have nothing but good intentions for us. Help us to seek the plan you have for each life that you promised us, Lord, a good plan to give us a future and a hope, Lord. I hope every prayer, every listener today, Lord, will grasp onto that, trusting you, Lord, to take them forward, Father, into a whole new beginning, Father, that we cannot even fathom what it is right now. So we thank you right now, Father, for the hearts of encouragement and hope that you are infusing in them right now, Lord, and we just thank you for this time. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Leslie. Thank you. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories. Invite people to listen in. If you want to have a relationship with Jesus and find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can also hear more programs like this at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for them, declares the Lord. For you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future."
Amen.
It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Noah Hamilton, along with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our technical producer, Chaz Antai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just